morning, everybody. So I get the privilege of sharing on behalf of the moms and the other ladies. Now, I'm going to share from my own personal experience, but I'm sure some of the things that I say will resonate with the other woman, and they would echo what I'm saying. So dads, grandfathers, sons, young men, brothers, cousins, even the young teenage boys, and even the men that are examples to our children, you guys have the amazing ability to be our strength, to be our rock. We appreciate it when you are godly men who make the decision to follow Jesus and imitate his strength and his consistency. Now, I think in my own life, my children have an amazing dad. They really are privileged. And he is our rock. He is definitely the go-to guy in a crisis. Not the mother, it's the father. And I think Emma, as Greg mentioned, is in America. And she phoned him one day in a flat panic in a parking lot in Atlanta. Her car doesn't start, so dad, help. Dad's on the internet Googling the manual of the car, explaining to her how to pop the bonnet and check inside. And that's Greg. That is who he is to us as a family. Is he is our rock. He is our strength and our stability in a crisis. And as women, what we tend to do, and I think some of even the children and teenagers can relate to this, is we sometimes jump onto the roller coaster of emotions. And what we really appreciate from you men is when you don't climb onto it with us. But when you're standing there and you are supporting us, don't run away either, please, we need you. But it's when you stand there and you support us and you help us through the crisis. And I know, guys, sometimes it's really hard to bite your tongue and not jump in and try and fix the problem. And we thank you for that. We thank you for those times where you are just an ear. You're a shoulder. You're a support without trying to fix us. And when you don't understand our emotions and you don't understand why we are, you know, so irrational at the time. So we really appreciate that. And I think in my life as well, not only do I have an amazing husband and father to my children, but I've got a great son who's a great example of somebody who's got a strong character. I think of my physical brother, who is also a great example of somebody who I respect. I have many men, even in this room, who I look up to and respect, men I've worked with, people I've even reported to at business, well, one of you anyway, men I've reported into working in the AV team. I've got young men who have become like sons to me. There are men who've been examples to my children and who've been there for me. Men that are just great friends. I have some great friendships. And I respect and appreciate you men so much. There is something unique that only a man can do. That as women, we have our own strengths, but we really appreciate it when we can rely on you, when you can be that solid foundation for us. And so I'm very grateful for that. And I think, fathers, we definitely want to love and appreciate you and uplift you this morning and wish you a happy Father's Day. But I also want to uplift the other men, the men who are not dads yet, the men who are the examples to our children. The men who will pick up someone else's baby in the fellowship and hug them, or will run after a toddler in the parking lot. The men who, like brothers to us women, who are looking after our single sisters, who take them out and respect them and make them feel loved and appreciated. I just want to honor you men this morning as well, and the young budding men, the teen boys, as you're growing up, and the campus men, as you're maturing, and you're adding a value to us as women that we cannot do on our own. There is something special about you, and I just want to love and honor all of you this morning. And for dads, happy Father's Day.